Welcome to Zichud Av Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Erev and Daf Samach Dalet. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis related. That there was a certain mavui in which an idolater named Lachman Bar Ristak lived, and he refused to rent out his rights, and the mavui restricting the Jews from carrying items into it. So after rejecting a couple recommendations that Abai made to the residents, on our Daf, Rava suggested that they should let one of the residents go and develop a relationship with the idolater and then request permission to use a place in his chatzir to store something. By doing this, he'll become similar to an employee or a part-time farmhand. Rashi defines a sachir as a year-round employee, and a lakid is someone hired for reaping and harvesting seasons. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, afil schiro v'afil olakito noisin eruva v'dayo. Even a Jewish employee or farmhand working for an idolater may give his share of the erev, and this is sufficient for the idolater's dwelling. Rashi writes that the worker only has to join the erev and does not have to rent out the owner's rights to the Jewish residents. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Shasui al yispala, someone who drank wine should not daven, v'yispala tefila so tefila. And if he did daven, his tefilas are valid. Shikra al yispala, someone who's drunk should not daven, v'yispala tefila so toeva. And if he did daven, his tefilas are an abomination. So as two Amoras are taking leave of each other, one suggested they each say something that the other has never heard. For Rav Mari Bar Rav Huna said, "Vayipatra adam mechavero mitok dvar halacha, shemitok kach zochro." A person should not take leave of his friend except with the dvar halacha, for by doing so, he'll remember him. So one began by defining shasui as koshi yachu ledabru ifnei hamelech, as one who is still capable of speaking before a king, and the shikra as koshi enu yachu ledabru ifnei hamelech, as one who is not capable of speaking before a king. And point number three, the other Amora asked what one should do who takes possession of a ger's estate who died with no relatives to inherit him in order that it stays in his hands. Rashi explains that since the windfall is a source of astonishment to people because he received it without any effort, it will not remain secure unless he uses part of it for a mitzvah. So he answered that he should purchase a Sefer Torah with some of the monies. Rav Shesha says that a husband who married a wealthy woman should do the same. Rashi says that his sudden gain will arouse an ayin hara and performing a mitzvah will protect it. Rava said that even someone who invested and profited should do the same. And Rav Papa said even someone who found a lost object of great value should do the same. Rav Chanin, and some say it was Rabbi Chanina, said that this principle that a person will retain his possessions if he does a mitzvah with them is one from the pasuk Yidro Yisrael Neder. Yisrael declared a neder. Rashi explains that before Bnei Yisrael went to war with Arad after Aaron's death, they vowed to donate the spoils of the cities they would capture as hekdesh. With this act of tzedakah, their tefillos were answered and they were victorious. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis related that there was a certain mavui in which an idolater named Lachman Bar Ristak lived, and he refused to rent out his rights in the mavui, restricting the Jews from carrying items into it. So after rejecting a couple of recommendations that Abai made to the residents, on our Daf, Rava suggested they should let one of the residents go and develop a relationship with the idolater and then request permission to use a place in his chatzir to store something, the Havilei Kesir Olokito. By doing this, he would become similar to an employee or part-time farmhand. Rashi defines a sachir as a year-round employee, and a lakid as someone hired for reaping and harvesting seasons. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, afil schira v'afil olakito noisin eruv v'dayo. Even a Jewish employee or farmhand working for an idolater may give his share of the erev, and this is sufficient for the idolater's dwelling. Rashi writes that the worker only has to join the erev and does not have to rent out the owner's rights to the Jewish residents. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Shasui al yispala, someone who drank wine, should not daven, v'yimispala tefila, so tefila. And if he did daven, his tefilas are valid. Shikra al yispala, someone who's drunk, shouldn't daven, v'yimispala tefila, so te'eva. And if he did daven, his tefilas are an abomination. As two Amoras were taking leave of each other, one suggested that they each say something that the other has never heard. For Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, "Vayipatra adam mechavero mitok dvar halacha, shemitok kach zochro." A person should not take leave of his friend except with a dvar halacha, for by doing this, he will remember him. One began by defining shasui as koshi yachol dabru ifnei hamelech, as one who is still capable of speaking before a king, and the shikra as koshi eni yachol dabru ifnei hamelech, as one who is not capable of speaking before a king. And point number three, the other Mora asked what one should do who takes possessions of a ger's estate who died with no relatives to inherit him in order that it stays in his hands. Rashi explains that since the windfall is a source of astonishment to people because he received it without any effort, it will not remain secure unless he uses part of it for a mitzvah. So he answered that he should purchase a Sefer Torah with some of the monies. Rav Shesha says that a husband who married a wealthy woman should do the same. Rashi says that his sudden gain will arouse an ayin hara and performing a mitzvah will protect it. Rava said that even someone who invested and profited should do the same, and Rav Papa said even someone who found a lost object of a great value should do the same. Rav Chanina, some say it was Rav Chanina, said that this principle that a person will retain his possessions if he does a mitzvah with them is learned from the pasuk Gidor Yisrael Neder. Yisrael declared a vow. Rashi explains that before Bnei Yisrael went to war with Arad after Aaron's death, they vowed to donate the spoils of the cities they would capture as Hekdesh. So with this act of tzedakah, their tefillos were answered and they were victorious. All right, so now we go to a siman for Daf Samach Dalad, and the siman is a secret agent, Samach Dalad Sod, secret agents. Here goes. The secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand was told by a spy master before departing not to drink and daven and to purchase a Sefer Torah if he suddenly became rich. Once again, in slow motion. The secret agent, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Dalad. The secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand, which reminds us of Rava's eights in the case where the idolater refused to rent out his rights in the Mavui to the Jewish residents. Rava suggested that one of the residents should befriend the idolater and then ask him permission to store something in the chatzar, making like a sacher or a lakit, an employee or a farmhand, and then he could participate in the erev without having to rent out the owner's rights. So the secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand was told by a spy master before departing not to drink and daven, which reminds that one should depart from a friend with a dvar halacha so that the friend will remember him, and that one or more shared with another the halacha regarding what qualifies one as a shisui and one as a shikur. So the secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater to become his farmhand was told by a spy master before departing not to drink and daven, and to purchase a Sefer Torah if he suddenly became rich. Which reminds us of the Amor sharing that one who suddenly becomes wealthy, either through taking possession of a ger's estate, marrying a wealthy woman, profiting from a business deal, or finding something of great value, should purchase a Sefer Torah, since using the money for a mitzvah is a form of protection and will ward off an ayin hara. So once again, the secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand was told by a spymaster before departing not to drink and daven, and to purchase a Sefer Torah if he suddenly became rich. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman for Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.